Erev Shabbos, Parshas Vayakel, Pekudei, Parshas HaChodesh, Tavshin Samach Tes. We're now at the conclusion of Sefer Shemos with Parshas Vayakel, Pekudei. And to fully appreciate and take a step back and look at the entirety of this Sefer, really behooves us to go back to the Ramban in his introduction to the Sefer, which I saw Rabbi Schwartz in his Menucha V'Simcha this week also decided to point out this Ramban. But we'll add to it as well. And the Ramban says that we have just completed Sefer Bereishis, which he calls Sefer Yetzirah. It's the Sefer of creation. Because there were the seeds that were planted in the form of the Avos, the forefathers, that everything that is going to grow after that through their children, namely Klal Yisrael. There was no Klal Yisrael in Sefer Bereishis. But everything, every interaction that Hashem had with the Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, was just a simon. It was a model of what was going to come. It was, as they say, it was the seeds of a tree that was later going to blossom in the form of the entire nation before the Klal Yisrael, and the whole spectrum of the history of Klal Yisrael really could be seen in the interaction with the Avos and then the Shvatim, Yaakov Avinu's children, and everything that Hashem said to them, and the activities that transpired throughout their lives were then played out for the rest of history in the lives of the Jews. That's Sefer Bereishis. Then Ramban says, and Sefer Shemos is when we have the creation, says the Ramban, it's a Sefer of Golus and Geula. It's a Sefer which talks about the exile and finally the redemption of Bnei Yisrael. So the Ramban says, hold on a minute. That's very good for Parshas Shemos, Va'era, Bai, Bishalach. It talks about the Golus in Mitzrayim, and then talks about the Exodus. And we'll say that the Golus Mitzrayim itself is really a paradigm for all the future Golias and Geulas that are going to come for the subsequent four. But then you have Matan Torah, and then the end of the Sefer talks about Truma, Tetzavek, Yisisa, Vayakel, Pekuda. The last five parshas talk about the building of the Mishkan. How does that fit into the exile and redemption? And the famous words of the Ramban is that Behine Agolus Einenu Nishlam, because the exile was not completed when we left Egypt. It was not finished with the Exodus. We were still considered in exile. When does it end? Ad yom shuvam el mekaymam, until they come to their place, the destined place. The amilas avaisim yeshuvam, and they come back to the level, to the madrega of their forefathers. Uchashayatsim Mitzrayim, and they left Egypt. Afal pi sheyatsim mibeis avodim, even though they left the house of slavery. Adayin yechshuvu goylam, they're still considered as people in exile. Why? They were wandering around in a desert. They were not in Eretz Yisrael. They were not in a place that they have come to this destination. They've come back to the level of the forefathers, which is talked about in the Sefer Bereishis, Sefer Yetzirah. But Uchshabol Har Sinai, when they came to Har Sinai finally, Va'osu HaMishkan, and they finally made the Mishkan. Then Veshava Kadosh Baruch Hu Vehishri Shchinas Beneim, and Hashem in turn rested His presence amongst them. Oz Shavu Al Malas Avoyisam. Then they finally got back to the level of the forefathers. She Yisaid Aleka Alay Aleihem Veheim Heim Amerkava Veoz Nechshuvu Geulim. VeLochein says Rabban, therefore Nishlam HaSefer Hazeh Bashlim Inyan HaMishkan VeYeskver Hashem Malay Yisay Tamid. That's why the Sefer appropriately ends with the talking of the Mishkan, the building of the Mishkan, because that comes full circle to the level that we had to attain at that point, was getting back to the level of the Avos. Really, the question could be asked that the Mishkan was not in Eretz Yisrael. So, because David points this out, the Mishkan was not in Eretz Yisrael. So, what does it mean until they came back to their place? We could not be considered redeemed because we were in a land not ours, we were wandering in a desert. Well, when we're wandering in the desert, even with the Mishkan, we're wandering in the desert. So we have to say that it's true. We could be wandering in a place which is not Eretz Yisrael. We could be wandering in a place which is desolate of everything spiritual. It's a midbar. But if you make an enclave, if you make a structure which can house the Shechina, then you've come. Then you've come home. Then you've come back to the Ma'il of Avaisam. What's the Ma'il of Avaisam? We know that Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim were rushed out. The Gemara has two opinions. They were rushed out either the Mitzrayim were in a rush to get us out, or Bnei Yisrael were in a rush to get out of Mitzrayim finally. That's Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva's opinion. The Arizal informs us of yet a third opinion of what Chipazon is. What's that rush we were taken out in haste? And he tells us that we were taken out b'chipazon shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem was in a rush to take us out. Why? Because as we're told, Bnei Yisrael at the time were on the Mantes Sha'arei Tumah, they were on the brink of completely being sunk into the contaminated world of Mitzrayim. And as the Arizal seems to say, that had we gone to the 50th level of Tumah, it would be impossible to come out. Which, what does that mean? Impossible to come out? Hashem can't do anything. Hashem can't take us out even from a 50th level of Tumah. This is beyond the point of return. What's the idea? Explains Rabbi Leibel Eger, the grandson of Rabbi Kiva Eger. He says, of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have taken us out, no matter what, even if it's the 100th level of Tumah. However, that taking out would have been that Hashem says, okay, I'm starting anew. I'll create a nation from scratch. Hashem didn't want that to happen. Hashem wanted us to continue in the legacy that was started by the Aves HaKadoshim. That would have been lost had we sunk from the 49th to the 50th level. That's what Hashem was in a rush to get us out. Because Hashem said, one more level of downward, spiraling downward to that level of Tumah, they would then sever the connection with the Aves. Hashem says, I want them to continue. What I want them to be, it should be a continuum from what the Aves started. That's why it was a rush Hashem to take us out then. That's what the Ramban here is talking about. It's not just to get out of Mitzrayim, not physically to get out, not even to get out spiritually. It's to get out to a point where we can still retain what we have had, that tradition, the tradition from our forefathers. That's what we had to keep. And when did we get that? Not only when we left, because we're wandering in a desert, but when we finally came with a building a Mishkan, and everybody participated. I'd be able to rest within every person, every Jew. Then they could be no matter where they are. Even in the desert, but they're in the Mishkan. For example, if you want to be in Eretz Yisrael, you have to go to Israel. But even in America, if you go into the Israeli embassy, a woman goes into the Israeli embassy, and all of a sudden she's in her 9th month of pregnancy and has a baby, that baby is what?
Israel.
An Israeli. That means you can, that's just a mushel. It's an example of showing that you can be in one place, but if you're in a particular location, your particular building in that place, you're transported somewhere elsewhere. And that's the idea of the Mishkan. Even though it was in the Midbar still. But once they came to the Mishkan, and Hashem was Hishrish Kinasa Ve'Neyem, Oz Shavu Amailas Avaisam. Then they're able to go back to the level, even no matter where you are. But if you come into a Migdash Ma'at, you come to a base of Migdash, you block out the rest of the world. At that moment, we can be coming back to the Ma'il of our forefathers. The Ramban says the Ma'il of our forefathers, Heim Heim Hamar Kova. They are the chariots. These are ideas way beyond us. These are Kabbalistic ideas. But on a simple level, it means that they are the chariots. They're the ones that bring Hashem's presence in the world. Avram through Chesed, and Yitzchak through Avoda, and Yaakov through Torah. That's the way they brought Hashem's presence in the world. That ability every Yid has. Every Jew has that ability to bring Hashem's presence in the world through the talents, the capabilities that he was given. And on a national level, when we built the Mishkan, and we then had Hashem's presence on a regular basis, didn't no matter where it was, it could be in a desert. But once you have that base of Mikdash, that Mishkan, that brings Hashem's presence in the world. And that presence into the world is not only to be a light unto the nations, as the Torah says, but even when we're not at that level, we just be a light unto our own nation. We should be a light unto our own families, a light unto ourselves. That's the Milah of coming back to the Milah of our Avos. And that is the way the Ramban understands this entire Sefer. So we're completing the Sefer now. We should take a look back at the entirety of it, of what the level we're trying to bring. And in our small way, we come into a Beis HaMedrash, we come into a Beis HaKnesses. In our small way, we'll bring that light and expose Hashem into the Bria. It can be far-reaching, or it could be even we can be satisfied with just bringing a light onto ourselves. Again, Shabbos.